And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 31st of May, 2009. It's the birthday of Walt Whitman, born on Long Island in the village of West Hills in 1819. When he was just a little boy, the family moved to Brooklyn, where he grew up, though he loved to ride the ferry between Manhattan and Brooklyn, wrote about it in his poem Crossing Brooklyn Ferry. As a young man, he hung out in clubs and pubs and bars in New York City. In one on Broadway near Bleecker Street called Pfaff's Beer Hall. It was way down in the cellar. You had to go down a set of uneven stairs into a bar with high ceilings. It was very dim, always filled with thick smoke. He worked as a journalist in Brooklyn, roamed the streets on foot, looking for stories, wrote editorials for the paper. He wrote in one editorial, "Our city is literally overrun with swine, outraging all decency and foraging upon every species of eatables within their reach. Hogs, dogs, and cows should be banished from our streets." He had several homosexual relationships in New York City, mostly with young men in their late teens, early 20s. And in 1855, at the age of 36, he published himself the first edition of Leaves of Grass, 12 poems, 95 pages long, which began, "I celebrate myself and what I assume you shall assume for every atom belonging to me as good belongs to you." Walt Whitman, born on this day in 1819. Here's a poem for today, Walt Whitman's birthday. Here is a section from Song of Myself. This is the meal equally set, this the meat for natural hunger. It is for the wicked, just the same as the righteous. I make appointments with all. I will not have a single person slighted or left away. The kept woman, sponger, thief are hereby invited. The heavy-lipped slave is invited. The venereally is invited. There shall be no difference between them and the rest. This is the press of a bashful hand. This the float and odor of hair. This the touch of my lips to yours. This the murmur of yearning. This the far-off depth and height reflecting my own face. This the thoughtful merge of myself and the outlet again. Do you guess I have some intricate purpose? Well, I have. Do you take it I would astonish? Does the daylight astonish? Does the early red start twittering through the woods? Do I astonish more than they? This hour I tell things in confidence. I might not tell everybody, but I will tell you. Who goes there, hankering, gross, mystical, nude? How is it I extract strength from the beef I eat? What is a man, anyhow? What am I? What are you? All I mark as my own, you shall offset it with your own, else it were time lost listening to me. I do not snivel, that snivel the world over, that months are vacuums in the ground but wallow in filth, whimpering and truckling, fold with powders for invalids, conformity goes to the fourth removed. I wear my hat as I please, indoors or out. Why should I pray? Why should I venerate and be ceremonious, having pried through the strata, analyzed to a hair, counseled with doctors, and calculated close? I find no sweeter fat than sticks to my own bones. I exist as I am, that is enough. If no other in the world be aware, I sit content, and if each and all be aware, I sit content. One world is aware, and by far the largest to me, and that is myself. And whether I come to my own today, or in 10,000 or 10 million years, I can cheerfully take it now, or with equal cheerfulness, I can wait. Wrote Walt Whitman in Song of Myself. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.